Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 613. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
You had like a hard like breath right in the middle of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
Got real breathy.
Yeah, lost my breath for a second.
I got emotional about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like doing the intro? Like, do you still think about it, or are you just like on autopilot?
I still think about it.
Yeah, it was always the number that tripped me. The rest of it I could just do without thinking, but that number always got me.
Yeah, I should just try to wing it once and just see how I do, but I have my little note sheet up here.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. You should just close your eyes and see how it comes out.
Mm-hmm. It'll come all messed up. I'll bring up some other podcast name or something. Use an intro for somebody else's.
I don't think so. I think you've been doing it long enough. I understand the hesitation, but I don't think you. I think you would be fine without it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you wouldn't even be more fluid because you're not like thinking about it and reading the paper.
Right.
The question is, the struggle for me was, can I remember the number for 30 seconds before I actually go? And the answer was no most of the time.
Right.
If you, because in my head I'm like, you know, whatever, 383. And then I look at something else, I'm like, 338. Because mm-hmm. my brain just sucks.
Right. It happens. We're getting old. And it's numbers.
You know, I had that realization the other day. I think I still think of myself as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to somebody. And I asked them how old they were, and they were like, I was born in 85. I'm like, oh, me too. And then later on, I was telling somebody, I said, man, I really thought that they were older than that.
Mm.
And then the guy, without skipping a beat, looked at me and said, 40's not that young. And that was the moment where I realized, and I'm not 40 yet, but I'm about to be 39.
Right.
That's the moment where I realized, like, I'm not that young anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, I moved a piece of workout equipment by myself, and I hurt my back.
Uh-oh.
So I am getting old.
Right.
I took the trash off yesterday, and I jumped down out of the truck bed, and I was like, you know, I wonder, like, where's the point where you can't do that anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Should I even be doing it now?
No, you shouldn't. When I helped my dad move from Indianapolis to here, I jumped off the U-Haul, the back of the U-Haul. Normal, yeah. I'm okay, I got this, I'll take. My knee hurt for, like, 3 days afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, where's the cutoff where you can no longer do the things that you do without thinking anymore? Because mm-hmm. I always, when I take the trash off, I put one leg up. I just kind of pull myself up with the back of the truck. I throw the bags in and I jump down. I go to like a recycling center.
Right.
And I jump down just off the tailgate, nothing special. Mm-hmm. But I had that realization that I'm getting old and now I'm like thinking about everything. Because I think I've done a pretty good job protecting my body. I've not, no major injuries, no breaks, no bruises, no bumps, you know.
Yeah.
But like I need to be more mindful about some of the things I do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday the problem was I took it out of my office and put it in my house. And I think what happened is when I picked it up, the office is up off the ground and there's no steps outside because I haven't built them yet. When I picked it up, I had to turn with it to get it out the door.
Ooh, and you turn it back.
Yeah, I think I just pulled a muscle or something. So I should be fine there, but it's all hitting me at once.
Mm-hmm. Hell, shit, I still go to the gym every now and then, like 2-3 days a week, and it's still a struggle. I'm like, man, when I was younger, I could, in my early teens and 20s, and no problem. But now.
Yeah, it sucks.
Just doing some of the weights and stuff like that, like just grabbing them, putting them on. I was like, man, I had no problem with this when I was younger.
Yeah. Do you miss going to the gym every day?
Yes. And now that we have a thing at work that I'm going to have to go a lot more.
What thing at work?
So they're allowing us civilians to take the PT test to get time off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the officers get to take a PT test, and if they pass it, they get basically 2 days off for free because they work 12-hour shifts. So it's 24 hours. And so now I've been pushing for this since I started. And then they finally that said, yeah, let's go ahead and try it and see. It might build morale up or something. So we could take it. And if I now I got to pass it because I'm the one that pushed for it.
Do you think that having like a goal like that, like, is that something you need?
Yeah.
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 Obviously, it's a good thing, right? The reason you do a program like that is because there's incentive to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I need that push. Like, I don't need that external push. My problem is I have to have the internal push. So it's like when I lost all my weight, it wasn't anything special. I was just like, I had another realization that I was in bad shape and was like, oh, I just need to lose weight. So I did.
Yeah.
But then I don't have that mindset now. It's like, I don't care. I'll just eat whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to get back. I have to get myself back focused, but it's like a challenge doesn't get me there. I just have to want to do it for me.
Yeah. See, I don't weigh that much. Like when I weighed myself last week on Monday, cause they announced it 2 weeks ago and I weighed, I'm sorry, the week, 2 weeks ago, I weighed myself was like 177. Then when I weighed myself on Wednesday, I weighed 172. So I'm not big compared to like my 230 pounds, but I'm not in shape enough to where I can pass that PT test. Cause you have to run the mile certain, do a certain amount of pushups in so many minutes. And I'm not a pushup person. I just like lift a little bit and run.
You got weak arms.
Yeah. My arms have never been strong. I've never been a pushup guy or bench guy.
Huh?
My strength were all in my legs.
I don't mind a pushup. I also don't mind I don't mind a pull up.
Yeah. Pull up. I was good at when I was in high school, actually, my sophomore year, I broke Fort Campbell High School pull-up record.
Yeah, I like a pull-up. Did you guys have, when you went to school, did you have the president's physical fitness thing?
Yes.
That was such a big deal when we were mm-hmm. kids.
It was.
You wanted that photocopied letter from the president?
And the patches.
Yeah. Dude, I was so proud.
So I got 7 of those.
It was a big deal. Like, I remember... like we would kind of train leading up to it. But I remember like a lot of the kids in there really pushing hard to beat each other.
Mm-hmm.
Your camera's been blurry all morning. Also, like you're in witness protection. Yeah. I don't know if it's blurry on your side.
I know I can see it.
Yeah. It's like super blurry. Like you look like one of those people, like the name and voice has been changed. They don't know your true identity.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I love video games. It doesn't hurt anything. You're just ultra blurry.
Yeah.
I know you guys can't see at home, but it's like if you blur your background on a call, it's like, but the whole thing is that way. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, he finally bought a camera. Not that he's ever on the show. There it goes. It just fixed for the first time.
Yeah, I just put my finger over and covered it.
Oh, but yeah, he bought a camera so that when he's not on, we can see him clearly.
Yeah, well, he did have a camera at one time, but was it all in one or something?
Yeah, I think he was using his laptop. And now he's got like a gaming rig. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem there. I don't know. He's just always doing something.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's never going to be on anyway. I mean, he says.
Yeah, it's not even a problem, right? Because he's not going to be here anyways.
Especially during football season.
Yeah, or at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just too busy.
All right, since we have to do a short, not a short one, but we got to kind of push through it. What have you played this week?
Let's see. Party Animals, the event concluded for the Cats versus Dogs. Cats came out victorious. That is the side that I chose. I was able to finish, the way the battle pass worked is it let you play through the side that you chose. And then after that, you could spy in on the other side and also play through it. All the points that you earn when you were spying didn't go towards the total though. So you weren't helping the other side, but it allowed you to receive those rewards. The pass is tier 1 through 30. I was able to complete the cats. There's 3 mystery tiers on each one. So it's 1 through 30, and then there's 3 mystery tiers. On the cats, I got 1 through 30 in the mystery tiers. On the dogs, I got 1 through 30. I didn't get any of the mystery tiers. And then because the cats won, you get the end victory skin for it, the one for the dogs, and then also a special skin for winning the whole thing, and then a name card. So the event drug on too long, even though I didn't get everything. There were several nights we didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the event went on too long. I think all their events go on too long. They also made a change to allow more people to be able to get stuff, which I didn't agree with.
Right.
it turned in kind of a participation trophy, but it was all right. You know, the skins are all right. There's a French bulldog that looks really good. There's a Rottweiler they put in that looks really good. On the cat side, they put a Maine Coon in that looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. I'm glad it's over. I hope the next thing they work on is bringing it to PS5. Like, it's time to go to PS5. I would love for us to be able to play that game, like all of us sometime.
Now, do you think would it be fair if they bring it to PS5 that you allow everyone to get everything for the PS5 users or no?
Yes, because they sell everything in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they've retired very few things. So I would like them to not bring back the things that are retired, because it's only a handful of things.
Yep.
And everything else, I would like them to keep available.
Yeah, so they still showed announced for PS5. Yep.
I wish listed it, so hopefully I'll know. But I'm thinking that they should do crossplay, so everything should move over, because it's all just cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking they should allow everything except for the retired ones to be purchased.
Yeah.
Now, if it comes crossplay to PS5 and it's not cross save, I don't know that I'll play over there.
Right, because you have to start all the way over.
Correct. I don't know that I want to do that. Maybe I do, but I don't know that I want to. But it's time for it to come there. So I played that Astrobot's third speedrun mission hit. Mm-hmm. And so I jumped on and did it. I'm not waiting till they're all up. I am doing them week by week. Just a little taste of Astrobot, so I don't get rusty. I'm afraid if I stay out for 2 months and then jump in, I may be rusty. There are two times on each speed trial. You have to beat the fastest time to get both bots. Mm. I would say the first one is pretty manageable to get no matter what. The first two, I actually got both bots on the first run, my first completion. And then I did have to run the third one twice to get it. I wasn't quite fast enough the first time I completed it. So I think if you played Astrobot and you're somewhat familiar with it and you go straight into these, I don't see anybody having any problem. They're not like the last mission hard.
Right. You know?
So, that's cool. I had to go through and play a level to get more coins to buy the accessories that go with some of the bots in the speed run, 'cause I was out of coins. I had just enough coins to get everything in the game.
Right.
But there's a like credit section you can play through that takes 2 minutes. You don't actually have to do anything and it gives you about 1,000 coins. And so I just ran it once just to have enough coins to get everything.
Nice.
I played just a little bit of Plucky Squire, I think, actually last week on Sunday after the game.
Mm-hmm.
I did just a little bit of it. And then we played Expeditions a ton. So a Mud Runners game, Spin Tires joint. We got in there, started it. It is really good. It supports up to 4 players, and I kind of wish you guys had it, even though I kind of think you would hate it.
Right.
It's really fun. It's slow. So the other night, we got on at 10 o'clock, and we got off at midnight, and we ran one mission.
Because
by the time you drive there and flip the truck, and the other person's trying to get you flipped back over, and some of the climbs are really hard. It's a really slow-paced game. I mean, most of the time, it feels like you're going about 10 to 15 miles an hour. The trucks are hard to control. It is, you get hung up, you flip it, all that stuff. And it's really fun. I like it a lot. And it's just another reason that you got to get an Xbox. If you had an Xbox, it's on Game Pass. You get a Series S, really cheap. You see that picture on the right that you have pulled up large? That's me most of the time. It's beautiful. It's good. To me, it is the best one of these they've made so far. They learn a little bit each time. You can tell, like, Snow Runners was much better than Mud Runners, and this to me is better than Snow Runners. I don't know about the name. I don't know that Expeditions was the best name for it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think people aren't going to equate, you know, I know it says a Mud Runners game underneath it, but it's kind of small. If you just see it sitting on the shelf, I don't know that you're immediately going to think, hey, that's one of the Runners games.
Right.
But it's really good so far. Some of the missions are really easy. They're just drive to these 3 points and you're done. And some of them are like, hey, get this giant semi truck up the side of a mountain. Good luck.
Are you working together or are you like racing?
No, we work together. It's a, so okay. When one person completes the quest, everyone gets it.
Okay.
So here's why I think it would be good if all of us were in there. We go to Free Roam and we split up 2x2. Mm-hmm. You guys are running quests. We're running quests because when we finish a quest, you get credit for it and same vice versa. So everybody in the room gets credit for everything that happens during the time that's there. Well, there's tons of side quests and we're working on the main quest.
Okay.
So once we finish the main quest, we technically have to go back through and run those side quests in order to get all the upgrades and money and parts. It's neat. You have a drone this time. So when you go out, you can actually fly the drone and kind of figure the best path up, which is kind of neat. Mm-hmm. You have to monitor your repairs and make sure you don't destroy your vehicle. You also have to monitor your gas, your fuel economy. And, you know, in order to climb, you have to let tire pressure out sometimes. And when you let tire pressure out, your fuel economy goes bad. So there's just like a lot to manage.
Right.
We did this mission, the one that took us forever. We got all the way there. I could see where I was going. I pull up the hill. He's already out of gas. He gave me all his gas so I could get to the end. I go up the hill, get halfway up, and I run out of gas. Oh. We've played for 2 hours to finish this. I can see it. He has to recover back to base, fill up on gas, drive all the way back to me, fill my truck up so I can drive the 15 feet I need to go to complete the mission.
Oh, wow.
So it's just a lot of stuff like that. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a blast with it. You don't have to think too hard, but you are engaged in the game.
Right.
It was just a good time. We didn't play multiplayer night 2 weeks ago because Howard was out of pocket. And then this one happened to land right on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
He had something else to do. And then I think we were all good with playing or not playing. And I ended up getting real sleepy.
Yeah. You bowed out.
I did, before we even started. And I went to bed super early that night. Here's the thing with, I don't mind playing a person down, but I, even though it was your choice, I feel like it's weird to play Sea of Thieves without him
mm-hmm.
because he loves that game. And because he's also controlling the missions.
Right.
So I was already a little apprehensive about playing without him, but if you guys wanted to, I was fine to do it. But then waiting for 9:30, I was laid back on the couch and just got tired.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't played in 2 weeks now. Look at that boat up top. That thing's scary looking. It's got like teeth.
Yeah, it is.
So we haven't played in 2 weeks now. We need to get back to that. I'm looking forward to getting back to that, but finishing off, maybe we can finish the Jack Sparrow stuff off unless we did like we did last week. But I'm looking forward to getting back to it and seeing it through and then moving on to whatever's next.
Yep. And next pick is?
It is Howard.
Okay. And he's probably
somehow we got twisted game. Up. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's going to do, so I'll tell you, I'll give you a little inside baseball here. I think he's going to do a racing game for 2 weeks and a sports game for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think that's his plan. I don't know how the sports game is going to work. I don't know if there's like two of us on a team,
mm-hmm.
2x2 or how he's doing it, but I do think that's what his plan is, a racing game for 2 weeks and a sports game for 2 weeks. Okay. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to say this publicly, that he is unaware of. I believe that friend of the show, Patman, is practicing in the background for racing games.
Yeah.
Just to beat Howard's ass.
Yeah. I agree.
Howard's not practicing in the background.
They bought that
F1. He thinks there's no chance that Patman could win.
They bought that F1 game or played it, downloaded. I downloaded because I think that's what he was going to pick. And they were playing it. Then they stopped talking. They're messaging and chatting. And I guess they stopped talking.
He's not going to pick it because I will bow out of multiplayer night if he picks it because I didn't download it for free.
Mm.
And the game is $60 for last year's version. And I'm not going to buy that.
Right.
I will buy anything. I'm not trying to be a prick. It's like, if you guys want to play the new one, that's fine. But I don't want to buy the old one
mm-hmm.
for $60 when 2024 is up.
Right.
So I've kind of got a hard line drawn there.
All right. So that's all you played?
That's it. Nothing exciting.
So no portal. Did you try the portal out?
Nothing. None of that. The portal's fully charged. I got it on the charger the other day. I didn't play it. Did I tell you I got my PS Vita out?
No.
For some odd reason, I saw it on the shelf. I got it out, found the charger for it, got it all plugged up, charged up, started it. And was like, I don't know why I charged this thing up. So it's still sitting there on the charger. No idea why I did it. Not sure if I'm going to play something under or not, but I did get it out.
No Steam Deck.
Vita's a great system. No, same thing with Steam Deck. Booted it up, updated everything, got it ready to play, and then turned it back off. It's like I've had the urge to do these things, but not the urge to actually play it.
Mm-hmm. There's still not a bad price. You can get them for a used one for like $120.
If you haven't played a Vita, a used one at $120 and a giant back catalog is, I think that's a phenomenal deal.
Yeah,
pre-owned. The Vita's a really good system. They made a really sexy blue one that I wish I had purchased.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, look at it. Yeah, $141.
Mm-hmm. There's a silver one.
Also, that last listing you clicked on eBay says Aqua Blue Vita with random three games.
Yep.
Does that mean that you get the three games pictured, or he just grabs three random games and gives them to you with it?
And he's blurring
it
them
out.
It
almost looks like the games are blurred out.
Yeah, he blurred the games out.
Click on this posting. Let me see if I can distinguish what these games are from the blurred. Something, Dragon Ball Z, the middle one? Or is that a two?
Can't tell.
What a weird thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It literally says a random three games, and the three pictures of the games are blurred.
Yeah, just a bonus to include three random selected games. So it's probably not even these.
He's literally just grabbing a handful of them.
Yeah.
You get these.
Because, yeah, one of the pictures right there looks like it's this one.
Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
That's Final Fantasy, yeah.
And then whatever this one is, it looks like the same thing.
Huh. Weird. Yeah. The Vita's a great system. It's old as shit, and the system's going to feel slow, but they're fun.
Mm-hmm. There's a blue and pre-owned, brand new in a box, $160. The white one. There's a white one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anything else?
No, that's it for me. I don't even know why I brought up the Vita, because I didn't play anything on it, but I just, it's weird that I charged it.
Okay. So me, I finished the two games, Call of Duty World War II, rolled credits on that one. And then the Expanse Telltale series, rolled credits, and I platinumed it. I went back and played again to get the platinum out of it.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, I liked the show, and it happens. One of the characters, it tells you what happens at one of the characters right before the show starts.
And that's neat. So if you've watched the show, it's got a little lore.
Yeah. And it mentions how certain, it's kind of neat on certain things. The only thing I didn't like is that the characters in this game are not in the show at all. So you don't know what happened to them. You kind of get invested in these characters, and now they're not in the show, but the main character, that's it.
That's cool.
Yeah, her crew is no longer there. So, okay, what happened to her crew? She hasn't, in the show, she doesn't mention him at all in the show. But it was a good little thing. I wouldn't mind playing with other characters if they did something like that. There was a DLC for like another little level, and I got that 100% completed that one. I didn't have to go back and play that one twice. I pretty much figured that out on my own.
How much did you, how much was that?
It was on sale when I got it. It was only like $10 or something.
Does that include the DLC, or the DLC itself was 10 bucks?
No, it was all in one.
Oh, you got like a Game of the Year edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I'm done those two games, and I got to figure out what I'm going to play next. And I just finished that yesterday, the Expanse one. Call of Duty, I finished Friday, and then Expanse, I finished on Saturday, yesterday. So gotcha. Now I got to figure out what I'm going to play next.
Well, that's cool, though.
Don't know. I don't know yet.
Are you wanting something small again, or are you wanting to go something big?
I don't know. I kind of want to keep on small. I thought about going online and find the easy platinums, because now I have 51 platinums, and doing those cheap, easy platinums just to rack up some more.
Yeah.
For about a month, play about 10, 15 games. They're like 5 hours, an hour and a half.
I'm telling you, that is, the older I get, the more that like 4 to 5 hour experience is that sweet spot for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's so daunting to look at a game that's 20, 30, 40, 50, you know, even some of the Assassin's Creed's like 100 hour. Like, I just don't have it in me.
Yeah.
I'm never going to finish it. To start and finish something and see it through is such a good feeling too.
Right. And then like Ghost of Tsushima, I mean, I feel like I played that for like 5 months and it was like,
I feel like you played that for 5 months too.
I'm like, damn, I don't know if I want to do another one of those, but I still have, I think three Assassin's Creed's I'm behind and about there. Yeah. I think I'm three behind right now.
Yeah.
Four. And I was like, I want to play those. I really like those games, but I just don't know if I want that grind of doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, but we'll see.
Yeah, I feel like you played that forever also. And I didn't feel like you had fun with that game. I know that you said you were up and down. I just never felt like you were like, I can't wait to play it.
Yeah. But I stayed away from Fallout 76. They just released Fallout First for free for a week. So if anybody wanted to play it and get let's say build the Fallout First stuff in your shelter, and you can store stuff. Like they have a storage box, you can store all your stuff, store all your ammo. And so I remember the last time I did that, I just went out and got all the ammo and just stored everything, so I had it for the next time I played it. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing right now. You don't get none of the benefits of having Fallout First besides just storing ammo and resources.
Why are you staying away from it right now?
I'll just play it. And luckily the season doesn't have anything I'd really want.
Did we play it as part of multiplayer night, or did we just play it at some point?
No, we just played it.
Howard's been talking about it, and I've been thinking about it too. I've been thinking about getting back and like playing it.
Well, if you guys play it, let me know, because there's a lot of things we can give each other.
Well, it was encouraging because you told me people aren't assholes anymore.
Oh yeah, they're definitely not.
So that tells me like that game is now like accessible again. Like you could go in and play it and enjoy it. Fallout's a fun world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I don't know how close you can build your bases together, but I think the idea of us all being like close to each other is fun.
Yeah.
Now, is it like Minecraft in that one person has to pay or everybody has to pay? Can you play like on a private server?
You can, but you have to pay for that.
But does every person have to pay or does one person have to pay?
One person has to pay.
And how much is that?
It's the Fallout First, so it's $100 a year or $20 for a month.
But if we did that, we'd be on our own servers, nobody else there.
Correct.
See, I like that idea because we could play through that whole game. I know you've done a lot already, but we could play through that whole game, do everything that's in it, and not be bothered by anybody else.
Well, sometimes you want the help, though, for the missions.
Yeah, but sometimes, four of us, though, you don't think we'd be fine?
No.
Really?
Yeah, there's some of the bosses that you need like 12.
I get why the game is designed for other people to be in the wasteland. It's like, I don't know. I don't even know how it works, but can they destroy my base when I'm not there?
If they nuke it, that's the only way to destroy their base. They nuke it or they start shooting at, but you get alert, but no one's doing that.
Yeah, because my heart would hurt if that happened.
Because what they do is you put little stores up and you sell stuff. You sell your ammo, you sell anything you pick up, weapons and you plans, and people will go to your base just to get that stuff and then leave. Or if your base is near something that they need, they'll run over there, heal up, make a weapon, use your stuff and leave. No one's blowing anything. I've never had any damage on anything, on any of my stuff. And I've had one where it's right in the middle because I wanted to help people get resources. So if they're in a little... because I was right in the middle of like four or five different areas and they would just come there and use my base to sleep or repair armor, repair their weapons, buy stuff off my, my shop.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested in the idea of it.
I said, then if you like the Scorch Queen, I mean, you're not beating it with four people, especially with, if four of us, even though I'm like level 301, my weapons cannot destroyed the Scorch Queen by myself. Even if I brought all my weapons out, all my ammo, I would run out. You need someone that's high power, like 800, someone at level 800 to help out with destroying some of the big bosses like the Scorch Queen. All the other bosses out there, I can pretty much tear up within a couple seconds.
Do you think that Do you think that we would have fun with you being such a high level and us being not?
Yeah. Yeah, because what the high level people do is they'll come in and they'll tell the lower level to just shoot, because you have to shoot the whatever, the dragon, whatever, death claw. You have to shoot the death claw like one time just to register, and then the high power one would just mop it up in 4 or 5 shots, and then everyone gets credit for it.
Gotcha.
And then you level up quicker, you get credit for the shot. And then the high level person has certain perks they can put on there to make sure everyone levels up, and it's all like perk driven. You have to have the right kind of perks on there. If you want to use power armor, if you don't want to use power armor, if you want to do stealth, I mean, there's so many different ways. I think we have fun because we're like Patman likes to just shoot and run, and Howard the same thing. We just running the mission sometimes is one of those like we play Sea of Thieves. You have the story arc. You have to go through and talk to the person. All right, I got the mission. Let's go. You don't have to be there like in Sea of Thieves. You could be, we can all be doing our own thing. It's all right, I got a mission. Let's go. So, and we just all join and you teleport right to where they are.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in.
But now each person has to do their own missions and we can all join them. So for everyone to do all the missions, you'd have to do it multiple times.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You can't run them at the same time?
No, if you want to do the actual story arc missions.
So I have to go like start that, and then we do it, and then you have to go start it, and then we do it.
Right, which luckily I'm all the main story I've already done. I have all the extra stuff.
Oh, yeah, I don't love that.
Yeah, no, you get credit for it, but you still have to start it yourself.
Huh. That's weird.
But now... what we could do is if everyone starts like over or starts where, because you guys have all played. So if you start the missions together, like each in the same area, and you pretty much go to the same area, you're all fighting the same person. You all get credit for it, instead of teaming up, but you can still play without being teamed up.
Huh.
Unless we do the team missions where there's a lot of more, one person picks the missions and the four people follow. Or the three people follow it. I know it's something we might have to look at one day and try it.
Yeah, I would be interested in trying it. I love that world of Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And we're obviously a long way away from a Fallout game.
Yeah.
You
want to get into some news?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, because I got a bunch, actually. But it'll be quick. So PlayStation has released their monthly games for November. The games are Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, Turbocharge, Ghostwire Tokyo, and a new game they're going to just drop on there is Death Note Killer Within.
Now, my first thought is that Hot Wheels would make a great multiplayer game for everybody.
Yeah.
But I know those guys, and they want a realistic racing game because I beat ass at kart racers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe... that they can beat me at kart racers. Now I can for sure be beat as real racing. Cause I'm rude on the track. I'll push you off.
Yeah.
I'll spin you.
Right.
But in a kart racer, I feel like, you know, the chaos is encouraged.
So is there any of these games you're going to look like?
I'm not going to play Ghostwire. I'll probably mess around with Hot Wheels. I really enjoyed the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Death Note Killer Within is not anything for me.
Yeah. Same.
Ghostwire, it looks fun. Again, not anything for me, though.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Apparently, the PlayStation 5 Pro has been in development. They were talking about making it even before the PlayStation 5 came out. It was a 5-year project.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah. It's interesting. It was like, okay, we're going to make a Pro also.
So, does it bother you, though, that you feel like that they're doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it bothers you to know that they're planning on starting that?
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're gonna put a better system out than you already did, but at least it was 5 years, not like a 3-year in the mid. But then, you know, if they hold true the 7-year, 8-year cycle, do we have a new system, the PlayStation 6, in 2 more years?
Yeah,
so that's the only thing that sucks. Next one, the PlayStation 5, the faceplates are not interchangeable between the 5 and the Pro, which the Pro looked like it was going to be a little bit bigger. So I doubt the faceplates, but they're going to release faceplates with the Pro. You're going to be able to get faceplates for them.
I like that flip-flop one, that chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool. That blue is very sexy. Yep. Faceplates are something that I should do. I should change the color of my system.
I like my white because everything else in that cabinet that I have is black except for that.
So here's the problem I have. I feel like white and black look classy.
Mm-hmm.
The colors look like like more cartoonish, but I like the colors. I like that first like cosmic blue or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And I have that controller and I have often wanted to get those faceplates to change it.
I think if they did like limited faceplates, you can do it to like if you did a Horizon, a God of War, GTA. If you do something like that with the faceplates, I think those would sell and be nice. Cool to look at.
Oh shit, I spilled everything.
Uh-oh, accident.
Yeah.
I heard that. Accident. You got glass break?
No, that was ice.
Okay.
But I did make a mess.
Yeah, you did.
You might have to do the rest of this by yourself.
All right. Next thing, Sony has decided to shut down the Concord developer, Firewalk Studios. They're done. They're out.
No shock there.
Yeah. And they've also decided to shut down Neon Co., another Koi, another studio with that, and they didn't even get to release a game.
Concord was such a financial disaster that I don't think there was any choice.
Yeah, that was the next article. They spent $200 million and they didn't make a dime off of it.
Yes. There's a lot of conflicting reports. Sorry, I got to clean this up. There's a lot of conflicting reports on how much they did or didn't spend, but you know, they bought Firewalk and then they spent whatever money they spent getting mm-hmm. that out there.
Yeah. This article says 400 million. They've lost around 200 between the studio and then the game. They bought it for 400 million and spent 200 million on the game and didn't make a dollar. Next one is this PlayStation gamer decided to spend $2,000 on 24 years of PlayStation Plus.
I saw that.
Because it was on sale. I was like, damn, that's pretty smart. I know people who've done that with the Xbox Game Pass when it was on sale. And then when PS Plus was like the older version of it. Next one, Fortnite. PlayStation 5 is going to be releasing a Fortnite bundle for Christmas called the Cobalt Star. It's going to have 8 game in-game cosmetics, and you get 1,000 V-Bucks. And then it looks like you get some stuff for the Epic Racing game in there, too.
Which is weird, because I thought they were shutting that down.
Yeah, but you're actually getting some... Let's see... Weathered Snow Stripes Wrap. Okay, you're getting a Weathered Snow Stripes Wrap, a Sapphire Star Black Bling, a Gold Wheels... Gold Stellar Trail, and then Gold Knuckle Buster. I don't know, here's the...
I can't even explain how much of a mess I made.
Yeah, so you get a bunch of stuff with it. The console will be available November 22nd, so if you're a Fortnite fan or anybody, it's just the PlayStation 5, not the Pro or anything like that. Actually, a little article. Now we're going to go to Nintendo. There's a new Mario Luigi game called Brothership, and it actually looks pretty cool. Let me get that little video. Like a minute. You're on like a little island. It's like a boat island, and you're shooting. Kind of like Fortnite. I mean, Sea of Thieves, you launch yourself to the island to play. And you're shooting yourself back to your boat, which is a island. Your boat island. It looks pretty cool. Don't know if something I'll play, but because I'm not really a Mario guy. I don't really play a lot of the flagship Nintendo games. As, I don't know if you've seen this game yet.
Not really.
Yeah, here's the boat. It looks like it's an island.
Yeah, it's cool looking.
All right, next one is Nintendo decided to release a music app that you can download on iOS and Android. In the music app, they just say, hey, we're going to, if you want to stream music, you can download the Nintendo, you get the Nintendo library. It's, which is odd that they're going to do this, but. And it, you have to be a Switch Online user. So if you're not, a, if you don't have a Switch Online account, you cannot download the app. But it's not that hard to make one. Ryan's cleaning up still. And then they decided to have a controller that Sega is going to release. It's a Switch Pro wireless controller. It's a Sonic Shadow Space Colony. And the controller actually looks really, really good. I'm going to get Ryan's opinion on his controller.
I hate it.
It looks neat. It's got the galaxy in the background, a bunch of other stuff on it. I wouldn't get
I had to get wipes.
You're good.
But this, I don't like that controller. It's got too much going on. It also looks cheap to me. Something about that clear plastic with like the stuff inside of it makes it look cheap to me.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
You ever just spill something and you're like, there wasn't that much in there.
Yeah.
Like, I somehow have created more of a mess than was even in that cup.
Pokemon has decided to release a trading card game pocket. So you can play and trade cards digitally instead of physically. And had 10 million downloads in the first 48 hours.
Yes, Pokemon.
Yep. Next one. Do you remember the game Glover?
Glover?
Yeah. Is it Glover or Glover?
I think it's a Glover.
Like a glove?
Because he's a glove.
Yeah. Well, they're re-bringing the game. They're bringing the game back, and it's going to be out in 2025 on the Nintendo Switch.
I do remember it, but I don't have, like, an affinity for it.
Yeah. I thought it was neat. They're slowly starting to bring some of these old games back. Animal Crossing has a Pocket Camp Complete game coming. You know, if you're Animal Crossing, it's a cool little pocket camp. The first pocket camp they got rid of, now they finally did a complete version of it.
Is that going to Switch or is that going to phones?
I'm grabbing the plates.
Because Pocket Camp was on phones.
Yeah, it's a phone.
So they killed it just to bring it right back?
Yeah, it'll be $20. We'll launch on December 3rd for $20. You'll be able to buy for $10 for the few first months. So if you already have the Pocket Camp, you can buy it for $10. It looks from what they're saying.
Pocket Camp was free the first time.
Yeah, but this time you gotta pay $10. But then $20 total. To get the complete version of the game. So they're getting rid of the free version and keeping the paid version.
I won't even be able to go to the Titans game today. I'll just be cleaning up still.
Mario Kart toys are going to be back at McDonald's. And I guess they were a big hit last time and people want them. Now they're bringing them back. So it's a little Mario Kart figures you can get in the Happy Meals at McDonald's. Which I think the original ones were sold for a pretty penny online.
Yeah, but these won't because now people know to go get them.
Yep. And there's 8, 9, there's 10 figures. There's looks like there's a silver, there's a rose gold Peach and a gold Mario. So those are probably the two expensive ones that people will be trying to get. Fortnite has got released a whole bunch of big news over the week. They're mixing up with a hit chapter 2. They're bringing a hip hop vibe to it. In the trailer, they show Snoop Dogg and a couple other hip hop artists. Eminem, Ice Spice, they're doing something with Juice WRLD. It's a hip hop artist that passed away a couple years ago. They're adding old school hip hop vehicles in it.
People were playing. I saw people streaming it yesterday playing a Snoop Dogg already.
Yeah. So it's more Fortnite news. They're also bringing in shoes. So they're bringing in Nikes and Jordans into the game. And you have to buy them. We don't know how much it's going to be. They're talking about 500 different skins with shoes. And 95 cents per skin. So basically, if you want them all, you're going to pay $500.
Does that do anything for you?
No. Now, I'm not really a big skin person. All the Fortnite skins I have, I never paid for them. I'm not going to pay for a skin. Even the Jordans, as a Jordan fan, I'm not going to pay to have my guy wear Jordans. To me, doesn't do nothing.
I got to mute it again because I got to move something heavy and I'll probably make noise.
Okay. A game that you might be interested in, Little Nightmares 3, is coming, or you're being watched. It was originally going to be planned for Nintendo Switch, but for the new year. And it looks definitely like a Little Nightmares game. I'm sure you'll be playing that.
I need to finish the second one. I need to finish one of them. I don't remember if I finished the first one or I know I didn't finish the second one. I may not have even finished the first.
Right, and then speaking of games bringing back, Sega is going to be bringing Shinobi back. And apparently there was a little teaser about, let me see how many minutes of it. More footage from the game. Yeah, it looks like about a 10-minute teaser trailer came out of someone playing the game. And fans been wanting Shinobi to come for a long, long, long time. I've never really played Shinobi because I wasn't a... Oh, yeah, that chair got soaked. Never really was a Sega guy, so I never owned a Sega. I only played Sega with a friend of mine. Even on the Dreamcast, I only played like a couple games, but nothing really big.
Dude, when I tell you I spilled...
Looks like you spilled a Coke.
It's a coffee.
Hmm.
But I've been cleaning for what, like 10 minutes now?
Yeah.
Let me send you a picture. This is with me cleaning for 10 minutes. Because I can't even explain. It's just, it was a regular size cup. This picture's incoming. That's still what's left. But there are droplets all over everything.
Damn. Did you play Shinobi back in the day?
Yes, but not... To any means, like not a ton.
Oh damn! Hopefully it doesn't go underneath that border.
Corners. Oh, it for sure did.
Right, and do you remember the game Oregon Trail? Way, way, way back, the original version.
Yeah,
they're gonna make a movie on it.
I don't understand how that'll hit. Part of what makes it good is the choice.
Yeah. They're probably going to do a comedic version of that. I don't think they can do a serious dramatic movie on that one.
It's Kevin Hart will be in it then.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
Kevin Hart and The Rock on the Oregon Trail.
Right. Amazon Prime has released their games for 2024, and there's 24 free games. They're cracking these new games out here. They have Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Mafia Definitive Edition, what was some Dishonored Definitive Edition, Disney Pixar Cars, was it House of Golf, Tomb Raider Anniversary Edition, Overcooked Gourmet Edition, Super Meat Boy, Elite Dangerous, Jurassic World Evolution, Shogun Showdown. There's a few of the type of games that they're going to be bringing. So it's Amazon Prime. So make sure you go to Amazon Prime and download your free games. If you ever want to play, you don't have access to a console no more. You can always go online and play the games. MetaQuest games for November. Warplanes, World War One Fighters, and Space Folk City. Space Folk City definitely looks like a game that Ryan would jump into.
I saw you on there. Is that what you were doing, downloading them?
Yeah. Yep, I jumped in and downloaded them to have them. And I had an update. It said I had an update on there I needed to do, too. A system that we talked about way back in the day, the play date, it's this yellow play system. It's a system you have to crank it, and it's all yellow. It came out. They announced season 2 with more games coming out. And Catalog Fall doesn't show how many games, but there will be more games coming for the play date. So at least they're coming with it. They say it sold 150,000 games, made $544,000 off of that.
I still look at it from time to time, but the price is still pretty high on it.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. So that's all the gaming news. I wanted to bring up some of the Lego stuff that we talked about over the weekend. They announced this botanical garden for Lego, set number 21353. It's a really, really beautiful building. It's $329.99. If you do buy it within the first couple, it comes out November 4th. So the day you hear this on Monday, it released. Don't know what day you actually listen to it. But if you buy it within the first week, you get this entrance gate also. And apparently this entrance gate is people going crazy for this entrance gate. So they're going to be buying. And then also, if you buy it this week, you get this little bookcase, mini bookcase with it. Books are my passion. It's a person just sitting in front of a bookcase reading a book.
Now, I will tell you, I love the Botanical Garden set. It's incredible. I super want it. I also love the bookcase one. And I think the gate's going to be pretty valuable because people are going wild about it.
Yeah. And here's the book. I got the bookcase up, which the bookcase is instead of being in a poly bag, it's actually one of those collector's boxes that they're going to release. Yeah. So it looks good. All right. So they also have announced, not that you or I would get this, but they announced a boat, the Endurance Ship, Lego Icon, just 10335. The ship actually looks gorgeous. It's one of the better looking ships. It's actually based off of a real ship from that was on the sea from 1914 to 1917. Let's see if it has a set number. Not yet. Do not see the set number. Oh, there it is. 10335. If you want to see it, it releases November 29th. The set is $260. No minifigures come with it though, because it's just a display set. And then how we were talking about before with them, you wanting a dredge, like you would like a dredge boat.
Yeah.
I found this release with those Bricklink a couple years ago. It's this one right here. It's set 910010. It's a great fishing boat. And I actually like that one. This looks pretty good.
I do like that. That's like a large dredge boat.
Yeah.
But I do like it.
Yeah, it comes with two little minifigures, two fishers.
Although I assume because it's Bricklink, it would be outrageous now.
Actually, there's two websites that have it for... Which one website has it for $215. They have two new ones sealed. And this other website has one for... United States wise for $230 new sealed. But it goes, I've seen it as high as $271. One website that I looked on, like the Mercari, someone's selling for $400. But when it came out, it says it came out $150. So spend another $70 on it, $75 on it to get it. It's not really bad. And Ryan's still on his knees cleaning.
This day is shit.
Your hands are going to smell like coffee now.
Dude, the whole office smells like coffee. Everything is sticky. And I wipe it up and it's like running out of places. Like I wipe it up and it's coming out of, I have a sit stand desk. And as I wipe it up around the base, it's just pouring like out of inside of it.
Mm.
Nothing makes sense.
Right.
I have used half a roll of paper towels.
Ooh. Need to get a chill wet vac. Suck all that shit up. Well, that's all I had.
I don't even understand. It was half a cup.
And you well, you still look like you had a half a cup in there, right? When you walk by with it.
No, that's a like a sleeve.
Okay.
It's a glass tumbler, and what happened is when it fell, it hit that chair you saw me pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And it like bounced and like somersaulted and flipped the lid off. And that's when it just like slung it everywhere.
Well, that's all I had for today. Got anything besides?
Nope.
This is going
to
be
probably another 30 minutes of cleaning mm-hmm. and then supposed to leave for the game in an hour. And now I have to shower because I'm sticky.
Yeah. Yep, coffee cleanup time. This will be the name of the episode, something coffee-wise.
Or F my life. Still deciding.
Right. All right, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can follow us on the socials, or message us on the socials. Don't follow us. We don't really post anything. Game_Stitch and Ho F and Show. That was episode 613. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.